Now, after more than 10 years, Czechs can once again look forward to a visit by the Pope. Czech Cardinal Miroslav Vlk has confirmed that Pope Benedict XVI is going to spend up to 3 days in the country at the end of September. Benedict's predecessor, Pope John Paul II, visited the Czech Republic altogether 3 times, the last visit taking place in 1997. Ruth Frankova spoke to Jiří Gračka of the Czech Bishops' Conference, which initiated Pope Benedict's visit.
Bishops of the Czech Republic tried to invite Pope on several occasions in 2006, 7 and 8, but because of several reasons, mainly of organizational character, it was not possible for Pope to come to our country. In the end of 2008, there was some notification that he could accept, so the invitation was renewed, and in the beginning of this year, Pope answered that he will come to our country in late September.
Now, is this going to be a spiritual visit or a state visit?
Every Pope's journey to any country is as well a state visit as well as a pastoral visit. He is the head of the Vatican City State, so that means he meets heads of states of all countries. On the other hand, as a head of Catholic Church, he wants to meet the faithful, priests, bishops, and all people from the Church.
Now, I guess it's still too early, but what have you got planned for the Pope?
As I have said, there will be the state meetings with the President, maybe Prime Minister and other politicians. As for the spiritual program, the Mass for large crowds of people is planned to take place somewhere in Moravia, probably. Some notifications have been given that it should be in Brno or somewhere in the Diocese of Brno. Since 1777, when the diocese was established, no pope has ever visited the diocese. And on September the 28th, feast of St. Wenceslaus, patron saint of the Czech Republic, he could take part in the pilgrimage in Stará Boleslav, the place where Wenceslaus was killed.
The Czech Republic is said to be one of the most atheist countries in Europe. How many people do you actually expect to greet the Pope? And is this the reason why he will probably go to Moravia, because that's the more religious part of this country?
Yeah, that's it. Of all the faithful in the Czech Republic, three quarters of them live in Moravia, so that's why the Mass for them will be probably there. It's hard to speak about any numbers, but some tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people could come.
That was Jiří Gračka from the Czech Bishops' Conference, speaking there to Ruth.